on the pasuk of Vayihi Beyoim Kalois Moshe LaHokib Es HaMishkan, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu finished establishing the Mishkan, building the Mishkan. So there's a medrash that it's a little bit long, but it's not really too complicated. The medrash says like this: Kivan Shekilu Yisrael Es Mareches HaMishkan. They finished to build the Mishkan, and everybody was waiting, and the Shekhinah didn't come down. I guess it would be margish when the Shekhinah comes down. The Shekhinah didn't come. They went to all the Chachomim and Omer Lehem, Hamidu es Hamishkan, kedei sheyashrei Kodesh Baruch Hu Shekhinoso beineinu kasher hivtichonu. Says, establish, build the Mishkan, so that Hashem should, the Shekhinah should come down. Hoyu roitzim lahamidu, the Chachomim wanted to do it, they couldn't make the Mishkan stand, they couldn't put it together. Holchu eitzel b'tzalel, omoloi, yinormim shema al yodoy shel ben amro, I'm not sure exactly how, yaniach HaKodesh Baruch Hu es srofim v'fan v'gal v'chol kvod v'yishu v'sechenu. So they came to Bezalel and they asked him, Shema, maybe only through Moshe Rabbeinu. Boy, ato. Oh, I guess, and it's not. It didn't do it yet. I don't know what that means exactly. Boy, ato shemo yamod al yotcho. Maybe you, Bezalel. Maybe you could do it. Afhu bikesh lamidu v'lo yochol. Even Bezalel designed everything in this. He wasn't able to do it either. Okay. Heschilo hakol mesichin achar Moshe ve'omrim ru'u ma'asalona ben Amram. Then they started to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, "Look what Moshe Rabbeinu did to us." He says, "Bovi hito isono ve'omrim." He came and he fooled us. Osu asu mishkon haKodesh Baruch Hu yashra shchinoso beneichem. Make a mikdash, and haKodesh Baruch Hu will be mashra. He'll cause his shchina to come, his divine presence to come amongst you. Vaday lo yishor soleinu, and it hasn't happened yet. Vaaf Moshe hoye mitzayir mipnei shloy nishtatif b'maisa mishkon. Moshe Rabbeinu, they were talking about Moshe. It seems behind his back, Moshe had a separate tsar. They were complaining that it didn't happen. Moshe Rabbeinu had another tsar. He sat at tsar because when it came to the building of the Mishkan, there was nothing for him to do. He didn't have any part of all the making all the pieces, the component parts, and he had tsar that he didn't have a chelik in the building of the Mishkan. Voyakodesh Baruch Hu yodea ma beliboy. Hashem knew, of course, what was in Moshe's heart. Lefikoch, therefore, helim HaKodesh Baruch Hu mehen v'lo yoydim lakimoy. That's the reason, because of what was in Moshe's heart, that Moshe felt bad that he had no chelik in the actual building of the Mishkan. HaKodesh Baruch Hu blinded all the Chachomim and Bezalel from being able to put the Mishkan together, so that Moshe Rabbeinu, I guess, should have a chelik in it. Just to point out, it's a very simple thing, but it's interesting that here we're talking about being mashre the Shechino in Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a mitzvah, also in Mikdosh, Shochanti B'Seichon. The Ashoras HaShechino was something that's the ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the tachlis of everything. That was the ultimate purpose, is that we should connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate dveikus comes when there's HaShoras HaShechina in this world, and we can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu feels bad. He didn't have a chelik in the Mishkan. He did what he was supposed to do, but it wasn't. It was given to Bezalel and all the whatever Chachomim worked with him. So, because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm going to make it happen that you're going to do it. But how is it going to happen? Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't start to do it immediately. First they came to the Chachomim. It says they went to the Chachmei Lev. Means sounds like more than one. Can you do it? Can you do it? What's going to do? And Bezalel and people tried, and they were at table of Lo Yochlu. Bikesh Lahamid of Lo Yochol. He couldn't do it. So all of this delay in the Hashoras Hashchina for the entire Klal Yisrael, that would elevate them spiritually to unprecedented spiritual heights. But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held it back, delayed it. Why? Because Moshe had tsar. Moshe Rabbeinu, who brought him the Torah from Har Sinai. His tafkid, he was the ultimate manik, he was the ultimate novi, but Lamaisi didn't have a chelik in the actual HaKomas HaMishkan, even though everything came through his teaching, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him and told him, and he did the mitzvah, and he gave the mitzvah over and gave it over to Bezalel. But he didn't have a direct chelek. The tzar that he had, it was kedai to ma'akev the Shechinah for however long it took, but it seems there must have been some time element involved over here because of the tzar of Moshe Rabbeinu. So v'fikoch helim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'en v'le'oyodim lakimoy, all because of the tzar of Moshe Rabbeinu. Such spiritual sacrifice, all because of the tzar that Moshe felt. I also wanted a chelek. V'olehen kol Yisrael etzel Moshe. Then they came to Moshe himself. We did everything you told us to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu obviously was the one who told him what to do. So he certainly had he was the prime cause behind it. But he didn't have a direct chelek, and that's the tzar that he had. Re'ei shemo chisarnu klum. Maybe we didn't do everything we were supposed to do. Or shemo asinu dover shlo amarto. Maybe we did something not according to your directive. Hoyumari loy kol dover v'dover. They showed him each thing that they built, every component. For hoy omelen sholem. Sholem asisim karoi, he puts in. You did it right. Everything's fine. If we did everything right, and you promised us that there's going to be a Mishkan and Asher Sashchino, why couldn't they make it stand? Moshe Rabbeinu heard this, and he also had Tsar Imoim together with them. Moshe Rabbeinu is feeling the Tsar that they have, that we did everything properly, and we can't get the Mishkan to stand. So that in itself, I think, is very interesting, because it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu had the tsar of there is no Mishkan. Bezalel tried and he couldn't do it. The Chachomim tried and they couldn't do it. Moshe Rabbeinu, in reality, felt bad that he didn't have a chelek. Moshe Rabbeinu could have imagined, I assume, that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leaving it for him. Maybe he'll have a chelek. Maybe that'll be his chelek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the Siyata Dishmaya to be able to do it, that they didn't have. But Moshe Rabbeinu was feeling tzar. Why? Yes, I really want a chelek. And maybe, Moshe Rabbeinu is a smart man, maybe this could be my chelek, but I have the tzar that I feel the pain of Klal Yisrael, the frustration that I promised them, they tried to do it, and they weren't able to do it, and they did everything properly, and still they couldn't be making. So even though personally Moshe Rabbeinu had another cheshbon and had another tzar, and a reality in a sense that contradicts this tzar, because he wanted to have a chelek, and this might have been able to be his chelek, but no, he felt the tzar. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to that and says, Omer lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani yodea ma belibcha, I know what's in your heart. And this seems to be a response to Moshe Rabbeinu directly to what he's feeling, the tzar that the Shechina, that the Beis Hamikdash, that the Mishkan wasn't built in. Al tira, she'ein achara shoyel akimo ela ato tokim es Mishkan es Mishkan el moed. He says, don't be afraid. He says, don't worry. The Mishkan is going to be built. I appreciate the tzar that you have for them that it hasn't been done until now, and the Mishkan is going to be built in Omer Lahem. Omer Lefon of Moshe said, Rebbeinu Shalom, Eina Yodea Lakimoy. I don't know how to do it. I'm going to show you. I'm going to do it. Because of Matir Vayoka Moshe Samishkon, and Uminayin Shakodish Baruch Hu Kimoy. The Torah says, Moshe did it. What do you mean Hashem's going to do it? So it says, Hukam Amishkon. That means Al Yedei Hashem. Uminayin Shem Moshe Kimo, Shenema Vayoka Moshe Samishkon. Kanu Oimer Vayibiyom Kalas Moshe Elohim. Moshe was, Hashem showed him how to do it, and Moshe Rabbeinu did it, and eventually it was done. So just the second point, I think, is also something that's very interesting. It sounds like that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Moshe Rabbeinu's tsar that he felt, nitztair afu imohim, the frustration that they have, that they tried, they did everything, and that they weren't able to make it stand, and they did everything properly, and they were promised that it would, and then they couldn't. He felt that pain with them. It sounds like that pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is ani yodea ma belibcho. What ani yodea ma belibcho? HaKadosh Baruch Hu just should have told him, you know, I left it for you. It sounds like that that tsar that Moshe Rabbeinu had was also part of the schus that he had to be able to be zeicher. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to do it. And he, when Lefikoch, we said before, he says, because of the fact that Moshe had this tsar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm not going to let anybody else do it. I'm going to do it. But it sounds like Lemaisa, part of that which eventually brought about Moshe Rabbeinu's doing it, was not only the fact that he had the tsar, that he wasn't part of it. That's one thing. But he also had another schus, that even though he wasn't part of it, and even though he wanted to be part of it, and he felt the pain of the Klal Yisrael that they weren't able to do it, which to Moshe Rabbeinu could have represented an opportunity for him. But since he felt he had the tsar that he wanted, and he felt the pain of the Klal Yisrael that they weren't able to do it, those two things together, it sounds like, were the response that Kodesh Baruch says, Al Tira, he says, no one's going to do it, you're going to do it. So it sounds like both things are critical ingredients. And I think that sometimes we don't realize, number one, how significant the tsar of an individual is. That in the first idea that Moshe Rabbeinu had tsar, now Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to delay and let through the whole process of this one trying and them trying and so forth, and the frustration, and only then to let Moshe Rabbeinu do it. And even though it's a delay in the ultimate accomplishment, the greatest ruchnius, I have such spiritual goals to achieve, I could have such hashpa on the world, the Dor Deah would have been elevated sooner to the highest level. But Moshe Rabbeinu's tsar, that's more significant. That takes precedence. And because of that, I'm going to delay the whole process because Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't feel the pain. But in order sometimes to be zeiche to the greatest privileges and the greatest spirituality, we also have to be able to have that selfless sensitivity that even though I'm in pain about not having my, not doing it, and even though this could be the opportunity that maybe eventually I'm going to do it, but I feel their pain that they didn't have it until now, the frustration that they were promised and they did what they were supposed to do and they still didn't have Ashuras Hashchina, that pain that Moshe Rabbeinu had, it seems, was also part of the schus that he had, that Kodesh Baruch Hu Al Tira, he says, you're going to do it, because Ani Yodea Mashe B'Libcho, it sounds like it's because this feeling is relevant to that. So also sometimes when it, to be zeiche to something, to such spiritual growth or ruchnistic privileges, a person has to not only be craving the ruchnis, that's one thing, and sometimes the pain that he has, that he didn't achieve the ruchnis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would withhold ruchnis from the world in order not to cause him that pain. But to be zeicher, he needs also more than that. He needs the ability that despite my own personal feelings, that I still have it in my heart, the ability to be able to feel the pain of the others and the frustration of the others, even though in a sense, that's number one, I'm in pain about myself, and in a sense, it's even contradictory to the pain that I have for myself because it takes away my opportunity, but I still feel their pain. So we see that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dealing with Klal Yisrael is measured in not just in grandiose spiritual terms, but in the pain, the feeling for the individual, and that has to be taken into consideration. Just a thought, I'm not sure, I never saw the tshuva, but someone told me once that there's a tshuva from Reb Moshe that when a bar mitzvah bocher lanes, I don't know if he says a bar mitzvah bocher should lane, but when a bar mitzvah bocher lanes, you're not supposed to correct him if he makes mistakes. Because he says, Kriyas HaTorah is at best a mitzvah d'rabbonon, it's not a deraisa. And correcting the bar mitzvah is a malbim pnei chaveru barabim. He says, you're not allowed. So here, Kriyas HaTorah, do you know what we do? When the bal kira, the normal bal kira, makes a mistake, they befoul him, they scream and yell like who knows what. Everybody's so medactic and everything. But the bar mitzvah bocha, you have to consider, you're going to hurt his feelings. He's going to be embarrassed. We lost Kriyas HaTorah. Nope. Spirituality is what it's all about. But the sensitivity, Ben Olam Chaveiroi, sometimes takes precedence of the greatest spiritual accomplishments.